What's up, my friends? Welcome to another episode of Podcast Trip with Richie Flip. Good to have you here with me. Much appreciated. I wanted to, again, this is one of the first, podcasts that I'm doing. I'll put it this way, first podcast ever. One of the first episodes I'm doing. And I wanted to kind of tie it all together as far as why I'm doing it and have you understand, where I've been coming from the last couple of years and why a podcast at this time. So, I feel like the podcast piece of it just is coming naturally to me. Just being able to talk to people is something I think I've always been good at. Really never had a fear of talking in front of large groups, that sort of thing. And I think it just kind of carried on into my adult life, and I just never really think much about it. But I want to go back 4 years, almost 4 years exactly. I had this idea via YouTube that I wanted to start a channel for guitar lessons, teaching, tutorials, that sort of thing. And the reason I did it, or at least I wanted to, was because I used YouTube for a lot of things as far as learning how to, play things, songs, lessons, learning how to, get better at music theory in general. And I was having a really difficult time piecing certain things together. Now, let me get something straight. There's a lot of great instructors out there. Some of them that I look to a lot, even to this day, to kind of help me through some certain areas of theory and learning that are still a little cloudy at times. And they're great teachers, but for some reason, I just was missing the connection to how it was going to work for me. And all of a sudden, things started to click. And when these things started to click, my thoughts were, well, I know there's got to be other people out there like me that are having some, struggles, some difficulties, just that one little thing that you need to make it all, that light bulb to go off. That was the reason I started Six String Fun. Six String Fun is my channel on YouTube where it's geared towards the average guitarist. Someone like me, my age, who is, learning to get better, wants to learn how to play certain songs. I wanted to make it as easy as possible for people like me who are having that same issue to enjoy playing. And that's what I did. Probably January. January of 2020. I started putting this all together. And I know for a while, it's funny. And I will say this. If you ever have the desire to do something, whether it's a podcast, YouTube channel, whatever it might be, don't overthink it. Get in front of that recorder, the camera, your microphone, hit record, and just let it fly. Because you will never be 100% prepared or exact with what you're going to do. Let it happen. Just roll with it. Trust me, it's the best thing you can do. And with Six String Fun at first, it was like I was trying to be the perfectionist. I probably lost a couple weeks just trying to perfect everything. And I remember, I think at the time, it was more important to get pictures for that and for the upcoming website than actually just hitting record. Long story short, finally got it rolling. I remember being at the boardwalk in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey, on February. A little windy down there. It wasn't terrible, but it was definitely cold. Taking pictures on the boardwalk with my guitar case and just kind of having some fun with it. Soon after that, I had the first video kind of come out, more of just an introduction. And if you're doing the math right now, March 20th of 2020, right around there, is really when everything shut down because of, COVID and the pandemic. Because of that, I took advantage of it, and I just did as much as I could with the channel. Again, geared towards the average musician, someone like me, someone who's just trying to get ahead with what they already know, learn some stuff here and there, and just having fun. That's why I called it Six String Fun, to have fun. I didn't want to, take it too seriously. Although it was, a serious project, a labor of love, I really enjoyed what I was doing. If I had goals, man, I know I had goals set, but for me, looking back, the goal was get 1,000 subscribers, get 4,000 hours of view time over the course of a 365-day period. And the reason being, if you're familiar with YouTube and getting monetized, that's what you needed to be eligible to start making some money on YouTube. I figured if I can do that, I've made the big time. Good for me. Awesome. We're now 4 years into this. Over 2,500 subscribers, or right around 2,500 subscribers. And super proud of myself. And that's why the last 4 years, It's been a labor of love. I do this stuff when I can. Look, I got a 9-to-5, and we're going to talk about that another time and how it kind of coincides with this. But I've got a 9-to-5. This is all just kind of done for fun. You know, I've been in and out of bands, the whole thing. But the whole the creation process, the content creator title, if you want to give me that, it's just been something I've really enjoyed doing. And if you do it right, you know, you could pick a day, get a whole bunch of stuff done, do what you got to do as far as editing and all that stuff, which doesn't take a whole lot of time if you know what you're doing. You know, you've got a month's worth of content already. So it's just a matter of how you kind of work with your time. And built the website, had a buddy of mine, Tyler, help me build the website, and we're still growing from there. And I just see this as another avenue for me to kind of just be creative and get things done. That's why I really gave this podcast thing a solid consideration. Like, you know what? It may work, it may not work, but you know what? I'd rather try and fail than just keep wondering, hey, what if I did this or that, right? So thought about it, and I figured, you know what? Let's just kind of roll right into it. Let's take what I've done with Six String Fun. Again, you can find it on YouTube, sixstringfun.com. Shameless plug, I get it. But if you're into guitar, you want to learn how to play guitar, you know somebody who's trying to take guitar lessons, I do all of that. You know, and if you just want to kind of take a look at the lessons or the videos on YouTube, you know, you can do it. It's free to do. You don't have to subscribe to anything. Just, you know, give me a thumbs up if you like what you're hearing, what you're seeing. That's all I ask. And I think the podcast piece of it is a great offshoot for a lot of different reasons, which I think we'll get to down the road, because I don't want to bore you with too much. The whole point was kind of walk you through, I guess, just why I'm doing things the way I'm doing them now for the most part. But I see this as a good extension of what I've been doing already. I feel like there's a lot that I've learned over the years, and I feel like there are a lot of other individuals like me who just have questions, want to, you know, hear somebody else talk about the things that they've experienced, what they like, what they don't like. And that's what this podcast is going to be. I'm not going to gear it just towards guitar and music, although it will be a heavy percentage of it, but also traveling and life in general and just, you know, things that are on my mind. Look, if they're on my mind, they're on somebody else's mind. So it's a matter of just trying to connect with folks like you out there that have an interest in just, you know, talking about it, a place to go, a place to vent, that whole thing. So that's why I'm really looking forward to this podcast and just kind of growing it and see where it goes from there. You know, I sat down last night and I'm kind of thinking, okay, what can I talk about? Well, I had a list of over 20 topics that I can talk about. You know, 60-70% of it's going to be music related, guitar related, lessons related. But there's other things out there that, you know, I find very interesting and, you know, we'll talk more about. Just to kind of give you an idea. I think I mentioned it in the first episode. You know, we'll talk about music, but I'm going to talk about traveling and the, you know, we're looking to buy an RV, you know, for down the road. We're going to talk up. Look, I wrote a book and I have to get it to the finish line, but I think this is a great avenue for me to talk about the book, why I wrote it, why I think it's important to me, and how I think as I get older, this book is going to kind of be my Bible, so to speak, in terms of just staying with me and staying positive through all the good times and the bad. And I say Bible, I don't mean, it's not a religious book, so it's not that. It was just more of a, you know, an expression. But that's going to be my plan here. I've got several guests already lined up, which is fantastic. And right then and there, like I said, I've got almost 20 topics I can discuss. And we're going to roll with it. I mean, the goal is, you know, one episode a week. I think that's fair. But if it grows from there, great. If not, it is what it is as well. But I just see this as being an outlet to talk to you, you know, hopefully, you know, striking the chords that you're experiencing as well. All ages welcome, obviously, but, you know, I guess this is kind of geared towards that that middle-aged person like myself. Just turned 51 earlier this month. Well, you know, depending when you listen to it, it was, you know, January of 2024, I turned 51. And just dealing with a lot of things that kind of go with getting wiser and getting older, and it's scary. So I will be touching upon that as we go along here. And that's what the book revolves around. And we'll get into that as well. And also, the book is tied to family history as well. So, you know, a lot of different things we're gonna discuss. My worst fear is making this boring for everybody. So I'm going to try to make it as interesting as I can. Hopefully you come along for the ride with me. I think it'll be fun. I think we'll have a good outlet to talk about things. I'm not really scripting anything. I kind of have some ideas written down. You know, you got them on. I have them on a whiteboard, So I'll just, you know, kind of run through, you know, whatever it is, write some things down, and just kind of go off of that. So thank you for listening. Thanks for being a part of this. Again, Podcast Trip with Richie Flip, sixstringfun.com. You could also find me on YouTube just by searching Six String Fun. Instagram, Facebook, you know, I'm kind of out there everywhere. Is it too much? Maybe. I don't know. But it's out there. We've got some good communities out there as well. Some people who really participate, I guess, the way to describe it. So thank you for everyone out there who's doing that, you know, with me here and there and everywhere. So we'll get rolling with that. So we'll see you on the next one. Thanks for stopping by. I do appreciate it. Again, I'm Richie. This is a Podcast Trip with Richie Flip. I will see you down the road. Later, folks.